Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
When it comes to driving, just what are your teenagers doing out there?
Probably stuff they shouldn't be.
Well, I tell you this. Most parents are nervous when someone else drives their child around.
Okay, that's different. That's them being ridden around?
But yes.
Like as opposed to them driving?
Yes, exactly. Okay. But it's actually other teenagers driving them around.
Oh, yeah.
Is one of the number one concerns that parents do have.
I think a lot of the states and maybe South Carolina have laws about that, about whether there's a certain age where you have to have an adult in the car and not just other teenagers.
But once you're 16, I think you're good.
Well, the most dangerous time of teenagers' life is the first 12 months after getting their driver's license. Teenagers' risk of crashing is 3 times higher for people 20 or older. And most crashes involve teenage drivers are because of inexperience, not because of recklessness, not because they were just goofing off.
Wow.
Messing around.
That's scary.
Yeah, I know. When it comes to most parents are nervous when someone else drives their kids around, and that is other kids. Other teenagers was mentioned. Alongside that, tied for number one is who?
Grandparents.
Yes. Your granny and granddaddy driving you around.
We've already talked about that with my dad. My dad used to be a sports car type driver. I trusted him implicitly, but he's old. And it's got to where, like, when they come see us from Florida, it's an 8-hour drive. They stop halfway and get a hotel.
Okay.
So he's not his old self, you know? And I'm a little nervous with the kids riding places with him sometimes.
Yeah.
We consider whether it's a long drive, whether it's got interstate on it or not, and we'll try to find polite ways to get involved if we have to.
Okay, so they say number two on the list is other parents like carpooling. You know, do you trust that other parent in your neighborhood that's carpooling, you know, you're carpooling with, like when they drive your kids to school?
Once your kids get a certain age, you feel like you can ask them, like, how's this person drive? But when they're younger, you don't have any way to really judge.
I used to ride to school with a neighbor and his dad.
Yeah.
And he would go so, and he was an older man, too. Faster than I think old people should go when they're driving. And scared me half to death.
That's funny. Yeah.
And I told my parents, I'm like, he scares me. Well, you get to school, don't you?
Yeah. Wow.
They didn't want to take me.
Exactly.
I will say this, though. You can learn a lot from other kids in carpool lines. So, because we learned, like, we were carpooling and friends taking our kids to school.
Oh, yeah.
And so we found out that the mom that was driving the car, when she got gassy, she would sit down in the floor and put her bottom up in the air and to give her tummy some rest.
Okay.
I'm like, where did you learn that? She was talking about it, or the other kids were telling her or something.
Oh, I thought you were saying she did it in the car.
No, not in the car. She would do it privately at home. And so the other kids were telling my kids about their mom and what they would do when she got gassy.
Wow.
So you can learn a lot.
Yes.
But we told our kids, don't tell any family secrets when you're in the other cars. And then it's funny because the other kids do. And my wife will tell me, like, well, so-and-so's had this problem, and they're getting this. And They're like, well, how'd you know all that?
They're losing
these little kids.
They're losing their house because daddy couldn't pay the payments and stuff.
You know who really knows everything about you? Your kid's teacher.
Oh, yeah.
Kids tell everything to their teachers.
Mm-hmm. All right. So most parents are nervous when someone else drives a car. Grandparents, other teenagers, the people you carpool with. And then babysitters was next on the list.
I didn't really think the babysitters did. Yeah. I guess they could rummage around the house and find stuff out.
But no, I'm talking about the babysitter's actually driving your kid.
Oh, okay.
So they might drive him to get ice cream or something like that.
I learned a lot about making out and stuff from my babysitters.
Yeah, you told us that the other day.
Girl used to invite her boyfriend over, and then we would like get to watch them make out if we didn't tell on them.
We heard it the first time. Thank you.
not everyone has heard that story.
Aunts and uncles and other relatives were next on the list. And then school bus driver.
Wow. You always think the school bus driver is just basically hauling them from one place to another, and they shouldn't really be doing anything crazy.
But I was telling you that the one I saw, the bus driver, she was on her cell phone while she was driving kids around. It's a school bus.
That would make me mad.
See, I've only ridden a bus when I went to vocational school for small engine repairs.
Yeah.
So it was the middle of the school day. There was only like six of us on the big bus. So we would get that. We were like there's one that had railroad tracks. It was a hill. We were like, jump it. He would too. We'd go flying in the air. I'm like, I hope no trains are coming.
That's funny.
But yeah, we used to have a good time until we got the skunk perfume out and he slammed on brakes, slung us all on the floor.
Oh yeah, no seatbelts.
And said, no more. If you do that again, you're all getting off this bus.
Yeah, Mr. Weaver, we had one, had the Coke bottle glasses and it didn't have any teeth. His chin touched his nose and he'd go, sit down back here. And if you didn't sit down, he would slam on the brakes and your head would go hitting the person in front of you.
I was spoiled. My mom drove us to school every day and she only did a few of those things.
Yeah.
So
I walked most of the time.
Okay.
I found out the first time, I never knew this, but when I rode my bike to elementary school, my mom followed me in the car the whole way there, and I didn't know it. I thought I was so grown up, and I'm out there. Little do I know, my mom's going putt-putt down the road behind me.
She's sneaking around there, watching you.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
I just read an article that basically says we've all been using our microwaves wrong.
Uh-oh.
There are a list of things you should not reheat in the microwave, and it's pretty much everything you use a microwave for.
I put something in there the other day. I should not have done that. It was a bottle of honey with the bear, and he came out, and he did not look like a bear anymore because it was plastic. And I thought I'd only leave it in there for a second, but it was too long.
They had a John Candy movie marathon on this weekend, and we were watching Uncle Buck when he put the socks in the microwave because the dryer wouldn't work.
Oh no.
Oh yeah.
How'd that work out for him?
Dried the socks.
Okay.
And a little steam on there too.
Smelled a little bit weird afterwards, I guess.
I don't remember that scene.
All right. Yeah. Well, these are things you're not supposed to microwave, and I was a little freaked out at first because there's a lot of stuff I microwave, but the reasons weren't as bad as I thought. Now, Cato, we'll start right off with you. Hard-boiled eggs.
Exactly. I don't.
You're not supposed to because it can build steam inside the egg.
They'll explode.
And it can explode when you cut into it or bite into it and then give you a steam burn.
You learned that one time.
Okay.
Just once, and then you never do it again. But I don't like mine. Yeah, I don't.
You don't like it reheated anyway.
Yeah, I usually just eat it cold.
But, I mean, if you stand there for like 10 seconds, you can still put it in there for a second and just get it out.
Well, tell us how yours worked out.
I have not done that.
That teddy bear.
Well, the teddy bear was different.
Yeah, you just put it in the fridge just a second.
Well, I forgot. I was cooking biscuits.
But I think
biscuits.
If you do cut the egg in half.
Before
you put it in there.
It's possible.
And you know, I cover everything with paper towels.
Right. Yeah, me too now.
Yeah.
So, hold on. If you put a hard-boiled egg in the microwave, it'll explode?
Yes. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
I got to try that.
And if I'd have brought my egg in this morning.
Let's do it.
I did not bring breakfast.
Oh,
so.
Shoot.
Tomorrow.
Oh, you did not bring
my microwave. Okay. We're not doing this.
Your microwave already looks like something exploded in it.
You know, I'm good for it. I'll clean it.
Right,
you know I will.
Clean it.
That is so funny, too, because Stacy, the other day, Tom came in here. He was surprised. He's like, did somebody clean my oven out in the office?
It's like, yeah, it was a mess.
It was disgusting.
And if I'm going to put my food in there, I'm going to clean it.
Yeah. I mean, you're heating it up. It's not going to hurt anything.
I know. know, but this stuff on there is like 5 years old.
I know. I tried to put something in there, and it's like its hands and legs came out and tried to like force its way.
All right, things you're not supposed to microwave. Foods rich in vitamin C, like broccoli, bell peppers, berries, and leafy greens. In other words, half the stuff you microwave, because when it's exposed to heat, the vitamin C is destroyed.
Well, that's not going to hurt you, right?
No, it won't hurt you. Just not getting the benefits.
Because I'll throw a cheeseburger in there with lettuce and tomato on it in a heartbeat.
Right. I will not. I don't want my lettuce hot.
I don't care. I'm hungry.
I'll take the lettuce off. You want that crispy. That just is disgusting.
It's not crispy. It's leftovers.
Warm, floppy lettuce. No one wants that.
I think at this point, if you're putting a hamburger in there, the vitamin C in the lettuce is just
the least of your worries.
You're not even going for the vitamin C at that point.
That's all right. This one freaked me out. Chicken. I was like, what? They said food safety wise, reheating chicken is safe, but it won't be yummy because the moisture evaporates, leaving chicken with a weird taste and texture. Now, I did a lot of microwave meals that have chicken in them, yeah. And I will grant you, they don't have the best texture, but I thought that was because it was a microwave meal.
Right. Okay, but if it's just re-warming up the chicken, all you have to do is put more, you know, barbecue sauce on it or whatever.
Yeah.
That's all you got to do.
Ketchup if you ain't got barbecue sauce.
Yeah, it's all just right. that chicken's dry.
Along those same lines, seafood. They say seafood will turn more rubbery.
Yeah, I agree.
See, this is when you put it in the microwave and you use that where it says a power level button, you put it in there for like 5 minutes, but at like at the number two, 20% power.
What is this power level button?
So you're not nuking it at 100%. You're nuking it at 20%. So yeah. It'll...
You might as well just cook
listen,
it at that point.
Apparently I've mastered the microwave.
Yes, so.
Yeah, your husband must be so proud you cook so good.
Yeah. She knows about the 20% button.
I use the defrost button. Because it'll heat it and then stop and then heat it, and I'll slowly reheat things that way.
Yeah. Wow.
At times.
You guys are like Chef Ramsay.
Yeah, I saw
it. Yeah.
A video the other day of a lady using a microwave in a non-traditional way, and she was calling in to work sick, and she used the button to sound like a heart monitor. It's like, boop, I'm sorry, you know what, I can't come in today.
I'm in the hospital,
boop. I fainted, boop. It was pretty funny.
And they say steak. If you microwave steak, it causes an uneven reheat. It will dry out in certain spots while other parts can remain cold.
You know what'll fix that? Power level.
Oh, God, I hate her.
What's power level?
I don't know.
She just explained it a second ago.
Yes. When you put something in the microwave, do it at less power, and it will heat it up more evenly, and it won't make it rubbery.
You know, I see all the posts that says, you know, when they say, hey, make sure your microwaves put it at full high power, and they were like, I don't even know what that means.
I don't either.
I don't even know how to adjust it. I don't even know what mine's on.
All I know is I can push it at one, and it's a minute.
Yes, exactly.
That's about it. And I can do popcorn. It's got a popcorn button.
It defaults to 100%. You're good, Kato.
Okay, good.
Also, the defrost thing. What's that? I'm like,
Kato just literally explained
it. It'll slowly heat it up.
But, you know, who's read the manual to their microwave?
Obviously, you guys have not.
I mean, I understand some of this stuff. I just don't do it. Like, I just hit high speed because I want it to go quick.
I have a friend that does not use a microwave.
Really?
I'm like, how do you not use a microwave?
I know how, because he bought a KitchenAid one. Because ours is quitting after the second KitchenAid microwave we've bought.
Are you serious?
I am so disgusted with KitchenAid.
3 years.
KitchenAid?
No, I don't
exactly.
Know what, I have no clue.
I know. Normally they last forever.
I think mine came out before the power button or the
power
level button came out.
If your microwave is bigger than your TV, you need to get a new one.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Before you know it, kids going to be out of school. They're going to be doing all kinds of crazy stuff. And I stumbled on this fact that I thought was very interesting because I've had my son, both of them got stuff stuck in them when they were younger.
Oh.
And so.
No wonder you got stumbled up on that.
Right. What's the number one thing that kids stick up their nose? Number one thing kids stick up their nose.
Their fingers.
Okay, well, that does not count. You can't count that one.
Crayons.
Crayons, number one thing, Stacey. The kids get stuck up their nose. Number two.
Hold on. You know what the crazy thing, too, is? They lie about it afterwards. They're like, what's this smell coming from your nasal cavities? And they're like, well, I don't know. And they're like, did you put anything up there? No. And they're like, yeah, you put in a burnt umber crayon up there.
Umber. You're getting uppity there with the burnt umber.
Burnt umber, baby.
Yeah.
That's when you got the 101 color crayon set.
How about orange?
Do they even make plain old colors like that?
Mm-mm. All right, number two thing kids get stuck up their nose. This is funny, too.
I don't know about that.
French fries.
Oh.
It's putting French fries in their nose.
Smelling their food.
I guess so. Oh, it's kind of funny,
so
though.
Dumb. Kids are stupid.
That's not the only thing, you know, the only place they get things stuck. I'll never forget. I walked in on my kids. My sons were taking a bath together. And
okay.
I said,
we don't need to know this.
I walked in and I said, get that Batman out of your brother's bottom. I never thought I would say that out loud, but I did to my kids. So that's a true story. It was Buttman in the butt cave. And I'm like, what gave you that idea?
Don't you know he has a nose?
Yeah.
That's sticking up there.
And there's other stories I'll get to.
No.
Toys, though, or something else kids get stuck up their nose.
I would assume marbles.
Marbles, well, I guess that's part of the toys. You know, pieces of like a board game or something, they'll stick those up their nose. Beans and corn. So they're playing with their food, apparently.
I wonder what goes through their mind thinking like, yeah, you know.
Their finger?
I just have to put this in my nose.
Okay.
What is going through their mind?
All right, Tom gave me some magnets. Those little bitty, I forget what they called them, but they were this.
Bucky balls?
Yep.
They were this tiny.
Uh-huh.
And my son put them up his nose. And so I'm like, how are we going to get a magnet? He was crying and everything. And so I realized, okay, let me get some other magnets. Mm-hmm. So I put another magnet up there and you hear a snap. And that was not the first time. He had those little Orbi things stuck up his nose. And we had to go to the doctor. And they were about to take him to operate. And he said, one more big blow. And it just shot right across the doctor's office.
I mean, there's a point where once you're okay, they're a little kid and they don't know any better, but to keep doing it?
Yeah, I was going to say.
Yeah.
That's kind of...
Well, I mean, he wasn't even three. I'm like, come on.
Oh, all right.
Yeah.
So he's a young one.
Yeah, we're not talking about like 16-year-olds here.
Well, I got something stuck up my nose once.
Okay.
I don't remember what it was.
Plastic beads were also mentioned. What did you get stuck in your nose?
I don't remember, but I remember.
Did you have to go to the doctor?
No, I remember blowing it out and it come pow, come flying out of my nose.
Okay.
I was older.
pieces of candy was mentioned.
We'll give you that pass one time, Cato. If you did it twice, that's real dumb.
I did not do it twice.
Did you ever get anything stuck?
Not my nose, I recall.
Also, children's vitamins. I guess those Flintstones vitamins are getting stuck in kids' nose. Even cereal, like Cocoa Puffs, are some of the top things that get stuck in kids' nose.
I wonder if you smell chocolate the whole time.
Probably do. But candy, Tic Tacs, stuff like that. Barbie shoes were even mentioned. So that's some little girls right there. That ain't a boy putting Barbie shoes in their nose.
Yeah.
Well, it could be grabbing sister's little Barbie doll and just saying, hey, you know, I think this will fit in my nose. Let's shove it up there.
Yeah. So just be careful, you know.
So I gave my kids those same magnets that you gave your kids.
Right, yeah.
And I gave them a speech about what would happen if it went in their nose.
Oh, I forgot that.
You need to talk about Batman in the butt, too.
Yeah. Well, I didn't read the instructions on the box.
There needs to be warnings on these toys.
For that action figure, yeah.
Right there.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Ah, DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average, and auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Probably the thing we get in trouble for most on our show, even more often than Torture Tuesdays that go wrong, is not checking our email enough.
Right, yeah.
The boss will be like, you took too long to answer that email. You're not checking your email enough.
Yeah.
And so I've tried to step up my game and check more often. But there are some people out there that really make us look lame. Apparently, 88% of working adults say they check their email at least once a day, even on vacation. And one out of five people said they check it at least 20 times a day.
Oh, wow.
20 times.
Work email or just personal?
Work email.
Wow.
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a lie?
Is that a lot?
I mean, I check my email all the time during the workday. Yeah. Work.
Wow, you're making us look bad, Stacey.
Well, work. You're getting paid to be checking.
I'll be honest. I got reels to watch. I'm like, they ain't going to watch themselves. And I got things to do besides email on my cell phone.
You're hollering at your kids for screen time, and you're on there all the time.
Oh, they'll call you out.
If work needs to get in touch with me, put a reel up.
Yeah.
And I'll watch that.
Well, you'll be scrolling through. It's like, Kato, you need to check your emails from your boss. That would be funny.
Now, the thing about checking emails while you're on vacation, that is something I don't do. There has been, I've told clients, I say, I tell them, you get me 49 out of the 52 weeks a year, 5 days out of the 7 days a week. I don't work weekends. And when I'm on vacation, I'm on vacation. Don't bother me.
Okay, but, you know, I think girls check them more than guys do, too, though.
Well, I don't have that information, but they said that just checking it once a day is very unusual. Most people check at least 3 to 5 times a day, and like I said, some of the people check it more than 20 times a day.
Well, since we got in trouble, I'm probably 5 times a day.
I've been trying to keep mine up at work, at home, but there's no way I can do it on my phone, because used to I'd go to Outlook, whatever, internet, and pull up our email, but they don't allow that anymore.
Well, all I know is that I get so many junk emails.
Yeah.
There's no way. I just have to check it on my own. I can't have it dinging every time a junk email comes in.
Now, another thing, I won't put work email on my personal phone.
See, I've got that.
I don't do that.
Yeah. I won't do that either. Mm-hmm.
How do you keep up then?
Well, the work-issued computer.
Oh, wow.
The laptop. Well, I'll check that on.
So, time out. Like, so you said you check your email about 5 or 6 times a day or whatever, if not more.
But, yeah.
You break out your laptop every time you do that?
Well,
that's got to be a hassle.
When I'm not here, I work from home. So, I have my own little business that I do at the house. It's a voiceover business. So I have my work there, and I'm always checking that because I get requests coming in. But then also work here at the station, they'll issue a work laptop, and then
You're working way too much.
I am. Yeah. We're talking about this, I work way too much.
I got to sit down and take a load off right now. All right. For you.
1 out of 5 people open all their emails, even the ones that look like spam. I trash half of my emails without ever opening them.
I've trashed emails that come from our corporate office because it looked like spam.
Wow.
Yes.
Well, if it's from
somebody I didn't know, the subject was weird, and I'm like, delete.
If it says odyssey.com.
It did not say Odyssey.
You said from someone who worked here.
Because I realized later when they ask if I got that email, I'm like, no. And then they resent it, and I'm like, oh, I deleted that because that looked like spam to me.
Tom told me not to open anything, like it's when it comes to emails, it looks suspicious. I've even turned down, like, my aunt sending me, like, those email birthday cards. And she's like, I sent you a birthday card.
Missed nothing.
Yeah, I know. It's like, but I'm not opening those because I'm like, that's spam right there.
It's a virus.
Mm-hmm. If your email gets sent to spam, they may never see it. One out of four people never check their spam folder.
I always.
I never check my spam folder. The only time I might do it is if they go, hey, I sent you something and I don't have it. And I'll go, well, let me check my spam folder. But I don't check it on a regular basis at all.
Yeah, I mean, I do because sometimes things go there. That
this is coming from a guy who deleted a work.
That's why I check spam now.
Well, apparently this all adds up. People spend as much as an hour a day reading and responding to emails. Mm. That is way too much time spending on emails.
And if you're a company doing that, you're like you're taking the time off of people, you know, trying to get their work done. You've got to read all those emails and all those meetings that are going on.
Well, they will argue those emails are part of your work. They're telling you what you got to do.
I was going to say, that is work.
Yeah.
That is what you're getting paid to do.
Well, you got the people like Cato that erases everything. It's every email, every text, because they have to have a, you know, clean...
Not everything.
Well, your cell phone, that you got a clean house with your cell phone. Tom's over here with like 20,000 texts he's not answering.
I have emails from 1999.
Yeah. I need an anxiety pill.
But you know what I can do? I can go find out what someone sent to me and what they wrote down and the rules they made up back then.
It might take him 3 hours to dig down and get it, but he can get it.
That's what search is for. It's not that hard. You got a few keywords, you pull it right up.
But my friends don't understand why I delete texts. And they're like, well, I have every text you ever sent. I'm like, why? Because a lot of times we're just saying, hey.
Yeah, but it's hard to delete individual texts.
It's not hard at all.
No, you just swipe left, hit delete.
Yeah, spending your time doing that.
Plus, I keep texts to remind me of things. And if the things I need to be reminded of gets pushed way down because of all these other texts, I forget.
Tom's over here going, I'm just too tired to swipe.
I got better things to do.
Yeah. I'm tuckered out from swiping here.
Oh, my.
All right.
Hawk and Tom on B93.7.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Honestly, I wasn't sure we could pull this off ourselves.
You had the vision, and Blinds.com brought your dreams to life.
Yeah, their custom window treatments and free design consultation. Total game changer. Ava walked us through everything. Styles, colors, what would work best in this space.
And we didn't have to leave the house. Free samples showed up fast, and they made it super easy to compare and choose.
Right? Plus, no high-pressure sales pitch, just smart guidance. And the install? I thought it'd be tricky, but Blinds.com instructions were clear. Everything fits perfectly.
And thanks to their SureFit guarantee, if something doesn't fit, they remake it for free. Talk about peace of mind.
And it costs way less than having a designer to our house or going to one of those overpriced showrooms.
We saved money, got the exact look we wanted, and we did it ourselves.
We did it.
So, kitchen windows next?
Blinds.com makes buying and installing window treatments easy and affordable because nobody covers windows better than Blinds.com. Black Friday deals are going on all month long. Save up to 45% site-wide, plus a free professional measure at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions apply.
Get smoother, brighter skin instantly in one easy step. Dermalogica's Daily Microfoliant gives you the smooth, glowy skin you want without damaging your skin barrier. This gentle exfoliating powder activates with water to smooth out rough texture and brighten skin. It's powerful enough to deliver results, yet gentle enough to use every single day, even on sensitive skin. See the results for yourself. Visit Dermalogica.com and use code SMOOTH at cart for an exclusive free gift with $65 purchase.